Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget, there's a new Johnny Mosley pod today, probably around 1 o'clock or so. That'll hit radio.com. You can check it out there. Johnny's guest today is Dibs from Joe Lo and Dibs, the Games morning show, Dan Dibley. He's a big fan of Johnny's. Apparently, they played ping pong at his house one time. Got to find out. Get to the bottom of who won that match.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
So find it at radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts from. Here comes the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants a much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That is Fremont Bank, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, Fremont Bank.
All right. I want to start with happy belated Father's Day to all the dads out there. I also should mention the weather, which right now in my part of the bay has clouds or overcast.
Yeah,
and
me
it
too.
Should be the way through the week. Mix of clouds and sun, and in the 70s, SF mostly sunny, and in the 60s, San Jose, locked in sunshine and highs in the 80s all week long, and Oakland mostly sunny. 70s all week. So looking like a good summer week ahead for the Bay Area. Mention a couple quick headlines here. So we've got at least 12 states seeing record numbers of new coronavirus cases over the weekend. So we're spiking as we emerge from lockdown. Most major cities in Florida are now going to be requiring face masks in the public. People in Florida have been against this, so it's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
I agree. They're requiring we know this. It, but people are not going to do it. My mom's not going to do it.
Right. We have family in Florida, and it's not looking like they'll be...
They're not complying.
I saw that they were at a wedding over the weekend, and no one had masks on, and I thought, well, there you go.
Yeah. No, my mom said she was passing, and you know they were sharing a cigarette outside. I was like, oh, that's... Sounds like a totally smart thing to do. I laugh because I'm scared to death.
Well, what can you do? You're not in charge of her.
I'm not.
We're not in charge of others, so we just control what we can. Hospitals around the country have been stepping up their use of that steroid we talked about last week because it seems to be working. So that's good news as, you know, treatments are needed. They found something that's helping, and that's also leads me to a company in China says the vaccine it's been testing appears to be safe and effective and could be ready by fall. China, of course, was dealing with the coronavirus a month or more. We're not sure how much sooner than we heard about it from them they were dealing with it, but looks like they're going to beat everybody to a vaccine. I say if we've got one that works, that's really good
news. Who cares where it came from? Thank you, China.
Let's get to taking that stuff.
Let's get to distribution.
All right. So I don't have anything other than statues around the country are falling. If you're a statue with a sketchy history, run for it because they're going down all over the place. I don't know if this is Let me find exactly where it is. Ulysses Grant went down. Teddy Roosevelt went down. And I don't care about... I've never seen a statue where I really spent a bunch of time contemplating their contributions to the world. I have seen the one off the side of the road, which is one of the missionaries, right, on 280. Is that Junipero Serra?
Yeah, isn't that St. Francis? I think.
I don't know
safe.
Which one it
he's
is. The, is he I safe? Mean, okay.
I don't know if he ever had slaves, but he was, you know, he's a saint, so he must have been a good guy.
Protesters have pulled down Junipero Serra, as apparently that is someone who.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know anything about. I didn't know that was a man or a woman.
They say Serra forced natives to stay at missionaries that they started after they were converted or faced brutal punishment. His statues have been defaced in California for several years.
Wow.
By people who said, I know. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Didn't know
I really
was a guy.
Do think.
I knew the missions
point,
were bad, though. My kids did reports on missions, and I went, wow, that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
We should tear those down. No, we shouldn't. Don't do it, people. Or do. I don't know.
The capital of Latvia installed a 20-foot statue last week, which hopefully will stand, as it was honoring healthcare workers. It's called Medics to the World, and it's a doctor wearing a face mask and gloves with her arms outstretched.
Oh.
So, even as statues are coming down here in America, others are being put up around the world. I think that one looks safe. I think.
Yeah. It's hard to tell. Sometimes people just go crazy and they don't care what the statue's of. They're just going to take that thing down.
The newest
That's a
thing
statue. Get it out.
Well, I get it.
Yeah.
If the history is not a good one, what's the point of having it there then, right?
Right.
The newest thing we're running low on is pocket change. Apparently, no one's using it, but some people are paying with cash and stores and banks are running low. That's weird.
Oh, that is weird.
So I have been to the store at least once a week while we've been in sheltered in place. And I do notice when you're in line at the Whole Foods or elsewhere that there are questions of cash. Cash can go over here. Otherwise, you're stuck in the long, long line for credit cards.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Because so few people use cash, and maybe mm-hmm. they just have the one drawer that has some quarters and
right.
other coins in it.
So, change running low. People are buying disposable urinals now so that when they are out, they don't have to rely on public restrooms.
Disposable urinals?
Yep. Travel John disposable urinal bags are selling out. Selling like hotcakes, everyone.
Oh,
so
right.
that you can pee wherever you are without having to go into the restroom. Makes sense. I mean, if you're going to...
I mean, I need it for a girl, though. I mean, it's a urinal. I mean, I always think of that as being a boy thing, you know? Like, you guys
well,
can just go wherever
I'm
you
sure
want
it's
anyway.
Like the shiwi. Remember the shiwi?
Yeah.
You used that with success.
Did. Well, I mean, I used it the one time and went, well, that is now covered in pee, and I gotta figure out how to pull my pants up without getting the. It was just not convenient. Although, I mean, I guess I'd rather use that than sit down in a porta potty.
Right. Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference 2020 uh-huh. is today at 10 o'clock. Sorry, starts today at 10 o'clock. It will be virtual, meaning it'll all be online and anyone can watch. I don't know that we're going to get the announcement for the specific item, you know, we're clamoring for. The new phones seem to be the hot item that whether that's, you know, release is delayed or not, the new phones usually come out in September or October.
Yeah.
And this is the first change in a while as they're going to have more squared off edges. And
I'm looking for that. I really, that was one of the things I really appreciated about a few versions back. You could stand mm-hmm. the thing up. And that
my current phone
good.
Is the longest I've had a phone since I've had phones. And it's too big. I can't wait to buy the new
a
phone,
smaller one.
Which is, I'm going smaller. I thought I would be like, oh, I don't have to carry this. I still carry it. And it's too big. It fills up my whole pocket and it feels weird. To have something pressing into my thigh like that.
You know, I actually agree with you. And, you know, the thing that's sort of nice about when we were talking about how you can get your thumb everywhere you need to on the smaller ones. But I read on this thing so much that, and my eyes are terrible. So I don't know if I'll downsize.
You know what? I understand why people like the big phone. I get what you're saying. I also know that Christina, uses it to order stuff. So she wants as big a phone as possible. She'll shop on Amazon and order things and right off her phone. I would never do that. I'm a laptop guy when it comes to things I'm ordering. I need to see it. And anyway, so there's different people.
Yep,
I'm looking to downsize. But anyway, the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference is online starting at 10 o'clock today. We'll find out, hopefully, what the new, the back half of the year products. I'm saving right now for my new phone. Yeah,
well, you have to because they're not cheap.
Right. I need to switch to my iPad now. Pardon me, everyone.
We all have our new systems.
Yes. Yes, we do. Let me get this thing pulled up.
Oh, here we go. All right. Take your time.
I'm not trying to take my time, but I
but you can. It's the Sarah and Vinny show. Like, it's fine.
I've got them coming in from all directions. All right. This next story is about a guy named Martin Conway. He's 45. He says he has been traumatized after contracting a cold sore from a woman he knew when they went out on a date. It was one of those online hookups.
Oh.
Apparently they hit it off. They made out at the end of the date. And he found himself with herpes after the fact.
Did she have an open sore?
I doubt that she had an open sore. I have to believe someone who would later go on to sue her for it would have to have seen that and known better, but it doesn't say whether he saw anything.
Did he also kiss her other stuff?
It doesn't say that they went to that extent. No. He is now demanding $248,000 from this woman, stating that she failed to inform him that she had herpes simplex virus when she... and that she had a moral and ethical and legal duty to warn him of the risks before they made out. There are two types of herpes simplex virus.
Yeah.
I think there's even more than that, but we'll just go with that for the purpose of this story. The flare-ups can last anywhere between 7 and 10 days, but you carry the virus for life, and you can have flare-ups at any time. This guy in his lawsuit is saying, I've been upset, angry, and super confused. I want justice. And I've decided to take legal action because this person gave me this knowingly.
Has the person admitted to this to him?
I don't think she has, no. I did not freely enter into the risks relating to the injuries or any type of contagion. He says, I was kissed, and now I've got this. Several days after their date in London, so this story's out of
England,
everybody. But he says he became ill and developed flu-like symptoms and mouth ulcers right after, a few days after their date. As a result of his
new... tested him for COVID? There's all kinds of weird symptoms for that.
I don't know, but he says he doesn't like to go cycling. He worries that the heat and stress will cause flare-ups, so he's been staying in more now. I can understand his frustration. Whether or not the lawsuit is going to pay him the amount he's asking for, I don't know. Hard to say. What say you, Sarah?
I have many more questions, and I also want to talk to the girl involved here. I thought maybe I'm crazy. I thought there had to be like a sore.
I think you're contagious if you have a sore coming on, but one hasn't shown yet. So there's days leading up to a sore that you can become contagious when you have yet to show symptoms.
I see.
That's, I think, and I've looked into this because I also have had concerns about what I could catch if I were out there dating.
Sure, healthy paranoia.
Wanting to not.
Yeah.
You know, while I do, you know, I have been on dates with a woman where I really did want to kiss them badly. Yeah, I know that feeling where you're like, oh, that's all I can think of now. You know, that
kissing.
That kiss.
Yes, that's right. Sure, that was all you could think of.
Yes. Anyway.
I did some research.
Oh, research.
Yeah.
Herpes is most contagious when sores are open and wet, but
you can also
you can also shed herpes and get pass to others when there's no sores and your skin looks totally normal. Most people get herpes from someone who doesn't have any sores.
Oh, is that so? Well, right. that just means everyone. Listen, it's if you end up with herpes, it's not going to kill you. Is it inconvenient and embarrassing? Of course it is, but it doesn't make you a bad person. And there's plenty of people. What do they say? A quarter of all people have it, whether they have a sore on their face or elsewhere or not. A lot of people never get sores and just carry it around with them.
Well, for the record, I'd like to say the responsible thing to do is to let someone know if you sure. have that so they can decide whether they want to enter into 100%. It with you.
Yes.
That's my opinion, but you know.
No, you absolutely, you should, but that's the thing. It's embarrassing. Nobody wants to say it. You don't want to ruin the first date because they're not in love with you yet and they can easily just leave. And they're right. so cute. And I just, I can already picture our future together. Oh God, please. I love you. Kiss me, you fool.
Unfortunately, I'll do it. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. I'll have to do my wooden man area statue tomorrow. But,
oh, boy.
And I
yeah,
have
save
to
that one.
Hold off on text as well. But we'll do text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.